Joe Biden touts green policies in New Mexico as Hispanic ranchers turn on Democrats over climate agenda. By John Binder on August 10, 2023. President Joe Biden visited a wind tower manufacturing plant in Albuquerque, New Mexico, to tout his green policies, even as Hispanic ranchers in the state say they are turned off by Democrats' climate-centric agenda. During his speech, Biden labeled his plan Bidenomics and touted its advancements to transform the nation into a green economy in every industry, from vehicles to solar and wind, with huge billion-dollar giveaways to private companies. By the way, wind energy is cheaper than fossil fuel, solar energy is cheaper, Biden said. Biden's speech comes as Hispanic ranchers in New Mexico's most rural communities are increasingly turned off by what they have said is a climate agenda centered around the wishes of those who do not live their lives, mainly the upper middle class. Already in New Mexico, while Democrats continue to win majorities of the state's Hispanic voters, support for Republican presidential candidates in one particular county has gone from 22% in both 1992 and 1996 to 34% in 2020. Ranchers and farmers in northern New Mexico tell Axios that Democrats' positions on protecting endangered species ignore their reality in long fights with the federal government, Axios reported. David Sanchez, a rancher in Monero, New Mexico, said some longtime Hispanic ranching Democrats are considering Republicans because they are less aggressive about forest regulations and give more attention to rural areas. Emphasis added. He said Democrats seem too focused on climate policies developed by people who've never lived in rural areas or electric vehicles, which currently aren't feasible in vast regions like northern New Mexico. Emphasis added. The shift away from Democrats among non-white working-class voters is a trend nationwide, survey and polling has recently shown. A critical issue for that shift is that 64% of non-white college-educated liberals recently told National Opinion Research Center surveyors they want oil and gas banned entirely and for the United States to rely solely on renewable energy. This opinion has driven the Democrat agenda, despite moderate to conservative non-white working-class voters saying, by a 50-point margin, that they support oil, coal, and natural gas, along with renewable energy. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.